He seemed a very plain, honest man, and a person of good sense. Had not his head been touched with that distemper which Hippocrates calls the tulipomania, insomuch that he would talk very rationally on any subject in the world but a tulip. He told me that he valued the bed of flowers which lay before us, and was not above 20 yards in length and 2 in breadth, more than he would the best 100 acres of land in England, and added that it would have been worth twice the money it is, if a foolish cook, maid of his, had not almost ruined him in the last winter by mistaking a handful of tulip roots for a heap of onions. And by that means, said he, made me a dish of pottage that cost me above 1,000 pounds sterling. He then showed me what he thought the finest of his tulips, which I found received all their value from their rarity and oddness, and put me in mind of our greatest fortunes, which are not always the greatest beauties. I have often looked upon it as a piece of happiness that I have never fallen into any of these fantastical tastes, nor esteemed anything the more for its being the uncommon and hard to be met with. For this reason, I look upon the whole country in springtime as a spacious garden, and make as many visits to a spot of daisies or a bank of violets, as a florist does to his borders or parterres. There is not a bush in blossom within a mile of me, which I am not acquainted with, nor scarce a daffodil of cowslip that withers away in my neighborhood without my missing it. I walk home in this temper of mine through several fields and meadows with hand unspeakable pleasure, not without reflecting on the bounty of Providence, which has made the most pleasing and most beautiful objects the most ordinary and most common.